CF United, the premier Cold Fusion Conference by TerraTech Programming. Created by developers for developers.
Basically, by the end of the day, it's going to go up online once I make one small modification. I'm put up on House of Fusion, put up on Fusion Authority. I'll put it up anywhere you want. Basically, if you have a site you want me to FTP it up to, no problem. Otherwise, it'll be on basically all my sites. Which are? House of Fusion, Fusion Authority, and Blog of Fusion. Blog of Fusion is, well, the ramblings of the Dark Lord of the Sith. Basically, you know, I get an idea like, I have one sentence, and it is the truth of search engine optimization. As people try to optimize their sites for search engines, search engines are trying to look at your site like a person. And that is like the basis of all search engine optimization, but we're not doing search engine optimization, we're actually going to be doing regular expressions. Unless like you all say, hey, Michael, forget regular expressions, do the search engine optimization. But well, I'll do the regular expressions. And actually, as part of that, I'm going to use a tool that plugs right into Eclipse. Because, well, I mean, being that we're using Eclipse and CF Eclipse and Flexbuild and all these, you know, things, we might as well make use of all the other tools that have been put into it. So let's start from the beginning. Usually a good place to start, unless, well, again, we can start anywhere. Ah. Okay, this time, there will be no debugging problems. We'll have someone interrupt, of course, and we'll come in late, and don't worry, I haven't even started. I'm just making a spectacle of you. I apologize. You can sit right here. I will talk straight to you. And make sure, if you're not smiling, I'm not doing a good job. But being that you came in smiling and you haven't stopped smiling, it looks like I have no problem here. Yes, I'm evil. Actually, I found out that I'm more evil because I'm good at marketing. I went over to someone and said, You work for the government. Please give me a dollar so I can answer a question so I can work for the government and I can get the badge. So basically I'm missing like three or four that I can't get. So we're dealing with advanced regular expressions or what's special about regex in MX. And well, you know all this stuff. I'm Michael Linowitz. I've done all this stuff. Let's go on. Now, we're going to be using a couple of tools. Well, actually, we're going to use one tool, because the other tools I turned off, I didn't like them much. Regex View is a plugin for Eclipse. You just go, you download it, you put it into the plugins for Eclipse, and, well, it's there. It allows you to literally just, you know, put in your regular expression right here, put in your text that you want to test it against, and it'll tell you if it works. So let's go and do a fast thing. So here's the text, basically A to Z. Here's what we're putting against. First result, second result, starts, ends, starts, ends, starts, ends. And on the whole, not a bad tool. And I'm sure you can put like, you know, huge reams of text in here. So you can take your entire thing you want to test and throw it in. And I'm going to be showing off a little later a whole bunch of patterns that I use. Well, not so much later, because they're right up there, but a whole bunch of patterns that I use for anti-spam work. Because how many people here have blogs? Three? Well, forget all that anti-spam work. Okay. Actually, I do a lot of email. And I don't trust other spam programs because I don't trust them. So I trust what I write. So I've written a huge amount of anti-spam stuff. And most of it is in patterns. Because, let me tell you, while someone might say, hey, Prozac today, it'll be Prozac with periods or spaces or dashes or ampersands or some other strange thing tomorrow. And you can't go and have every single type of way of looking at that word. It just can't be done. Both regular expressions, you can write a fast expression to say, well, an A can be an A or an at sign. Between each letter can be maybe a non-letter, period, space, dash, whatever. So all these things can be combined, put together into a nice, clean, regular expressions, and we're going to look at some of them, just because I like examples. Oh, the one last thing I forgot to mention about this is, well, You can just right-click, and it has lots and lots of help, which is always useful because I can never remember if it's the caret that's the start or the end. It's the caret in the start and the dollar sign at the end. One day I'm going to have that like carved into my flesh just so I don't forget it. But until then, I'm going to use this because, well, it just shows it to me. And on the whole, if you're going to do anything with the regular expressions, find a good tool. There's a bunch out there. A tool helps simply because it can get a little overwhelming sometimes. Yes? Actually, I went online and said, see if Eclipse and RegEx and found it in search. But it's, I think eclipse.org is a repository of different plugins. And you do a search there for RegEx or regular expressions, and it'll come right up. And otherwise, when we get upstairs and when I get internet, I will show it to you exactly. And or if you have a little drive, I'll plug it in and give it to you. A little later. Thank you. Now, the other thing is, get rid of the resources first. Books. The first one I always suggest for people that don't know anyone here don't know what real expressions are? Meet me after class. I'll take care of you. But just hold on. Well, the first thing, of course, is the regular expressions in 10 minutes by some guy named Ben or something. I think there's a shirt of him around somewhere, but I did the technical editing on that, and actually it's a really good book. It's well worth the money. It's this tiny little thing, and it goes over with examples everything you need. Mastering Regular Expressions is the Regular Expression Bible. Unfortunately, if you read past chapter 2, you're insane. No joke. You see, the first chapter is regular expressions. The second chapter is advanced regular expressions. Once you get into the third, fourth, fifth, and other chapters, you're getting into very advanced topics of how do you step backwards from a missed match? How do you flow around things? I mean, really arcane things that you don't need. So if you can actually buy the first two chapters, cool. Actually, there's a third chapter you need, which is like somewhere in back, the Java chapter. See, regular expressions in Cold Fusion are the Cold Fusion regular expressions, but they're built on top of Java. So if there's any peculiarities to Java, they will come in. There aren't really any, but just keep an eye out. Again, the pocket reference, but also the Java regular expressions, which is, actually, there's a little more to the title, but it doesn't matter, because anything that can't be done in Cold Fusion can easily be done in the Java. And you want to know something? It takes literally two lines of code, one to call the Java object that has the Java regular expression tool, and then the next line to actually send something to it. So in two lines of code, you can do everything in regular expressions that Cold Fusion can't. And there are a number of things which we'll mention as we go on. And for those that want to do stuff in Java and regular expressions, I have a tool built by Massimo. You'll have that, and yes, you can download that as well. And regular expression recipes, that's actually a book that you want because it's going to do the same thing we're going to do here, which is show you a bunch of pre-built recipes and explain step by step how it works and why. And there's always new things. I had to build something last night and, it looks ugly to me, but you never know. It might actually be the right way of doing it. So, this was for you, I'm sorry. But if you don't know regular expressions, it's kind of get out, but we'll catch up. And there's no real change between 5 and MX. They added new features, but they didn't really take anything away. And some of the features, it's kind of a who cares thing. The big thing that we do care about is greed. Greed kills. Now, normally, regular expressions are greedy. When you do a modifier and you say, get me that, says get everything, right? It says get everything until. Actually, this is not showing the greedy, but basically, if you went and said A to Z, get me A to Z and everything until we get to a U, until the last U, it would go and get all of this. It wouldn't stop at the first U, it would go to the last U. That's greedy handling, and that's what regular expressions usually do. This tool, as I just found out, doesn't do greedy automatically. I wonder, let me try one. Nope. Cold fusion, by nature, is greedy. If you want it to be non-greedy, MX added in a question mark that when placed after your modifier will basically say, only match as much as you need, but no more. So plus, of course, is one or more. Get me everything until we have to stop. Problem is, for things like, let's say, asterisk question mark. An asterisk means zero or more, right? Well, if it's a lazy zero or more, how many does it get? Zero. So, you know, it sounds like a great thing, but then, like, okay, let me just slap it in. Why is it not working? Because you got to think about how it's going to interact. It's a modifier to a modifier. Now, the second thing is nested sub-expressions. In Cold Fusion 5, basically, if you had a sub-expression that returned nothing, it would be blank. It wouldn't exist. In MX, it returns that sub-expression as a zero-length expression, but it actually does exist. And that's very important. And when dealing with matching sub-expressions, when you have multiple sub-expressions, it goes from outer to inner and from left to right. So a first return, I'll jump over back over here for example's sake. The first match will be the entire thing. The second match will be the is part. When you're getting it back in your structure, you're saying, well, give me where everything is. The first is everything, the second is the internal one. And the third is the one that's outside. Left to right, and starts going in, and then out. And this is very useful because we could never do this before. We could never really deal with sub expressions and returning the stuff. It was a massive pain. You had to fool around with things. The next thing we have is character classes. Rather than having the POSIX, if you remember in Cold Fusion 5, we had to do, let's say, :::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::::: but it's very descriptive. Personally, I want to use the POSIX classes because they are descriptive. The problem is POSIX is not the native way that Java is dealing with regular expressions. They're dealing with the character classes. That means that theoretically, don't quote, you can quote me, but I'm still saying theoretically. Theoretically, the POSIX classes are slightly slower in Java because they have to go and say, well, it's POSIX classes, which are not the standard when slash classes are, character classes. So I'm now trying to move more towards the character classes, but when I'm trying to explain things, I use the POSIX classes if I can. Now, basic character classes. And this is why it's fun, because let's say a slash b is a word boundary. This does two jobs. At the beginning of a line, well, how do you know if the beginning of the line is the word boundary if you're doing it without this? Well, you can say it's the beginning of the line. But then how do you say, well, the next word is the next thing? Well, it's either the beginning line or space or maybe a new line, and like you have all these different rules, and trying to encode all these rules is a pain. So slash b says it's the beginning of a line. Well, sorry, it's the beginning of a word. So slash b, big slash b, it gets you big. If it doesn't matter if big is the first word, the last word, or somewhere in it, as long as it is not connected to another word by characters, letters and numbers, that is. How it deals with periods, commas, etc., basically those are considered separators as well. I believe that a dash is not considered a separator because words can have dashes in it. I'm not sure. And actually, I'm going to write that down as a question. Always good to keep notes of the questions you have. Now, So yeah, I basically lost my train of thought. Not a good thing. More character classes are, it's basically the slash A is the same as the beginning of a line. Personally, use the bracket. I mean, use the caret. It's more recognizable. And having, the more slash characters you have, the more you start looking like Perl. And has anyone here used Perl? Okay, you still have some of your hair, yeah. But you're not really smiling. Maybe. Who else was it? You're not smiling at all, so you definitely used Perl. But the reason why people were not very happy with Perl is because it looks like someone threw up across the screen. And trying to find a way around that is the best thing you can do. Having character classes is good, but the more character classes you have, the more it looks like slash. I mean, it gets hard to read. Thank you very much. The more character classes, the harder it is to read, because where does one slash end, where one slash begins? You start reading over, not worth it. So I'll keep that, but I'll put this instead. I guess I'll leave the new line in the space, or I can just do assuming that there's going to be a space in a new line. Space deals with spaces, new lines, tabs, and whatever. And, well, okay, it's a little longer, but now we've separated things out. We know where we've started, we know the boundaries, we know what we're dealing with, and we know we're having a space here, but we're going to have a space and a new line or a new line of space. We're just going to go and grab all these space-type characters and say it's there. And this is longer, but more descriptive. And less of a chance of making a mistake because of ////. And if anyone here knows science fiction, is from the science fiction community, they know why I'm laughing inside. No one here. Good. Slash is a term for romantic stories between two male characters, usually Spock and Kirk. It goes way back. It's one of those things. Yes. She's smiling. She knows. Okay, same thing, /z, and notice the cases. Uppercase versus lowercase for the /n. Case matters when dealing with character classes, because in some character classes, the uppercase means one thing, and the lowercase means one thing, and the uppercase means the exact opposite. You know, or the other way around. So, you know, keep an eye on the case. And case is going to come into play a little bit later when doing things that are non-regular, re-find and re-replace. Re-find and re-replace, of course, are the Cole-Fuchsian regular expression tags, but as we know, there are other tags and functions in Cole-Fuchsian that use regular expressions. Does anyone know the problem with all the other tags and functions in Cole-Fuchsian that use regular expressions? Two problems. Well, the first is, if they are Cole-Fuchsian regular expressions, they're all case-sensitive. So we have to find a way around it being case sensitive, and we're going to find a way in a moment. The other is that some of them, basically the form ones, are all JavaScript regular expressions, and they work slightly different. Yes?
The light bulb went off.
It went off. Okay. Yes. And I will show you your solution, and you'll put it into place. But then again, well, using is valid, but I don't like it in places.
Yeah.
There's always a resource. Love that about Cole-Fuchsian. But you can look these up. I mean, I can just go and say new line, character turn, tab, et cetera, but they're all in the documentation. They're all in something like this where you can just get a drop-down, characters, predefined character classes. You could probably edit this and add your own. Personally, I use HomeSite a whole lot, and they have a bunch of regular expressions built in as well. So this is just a little documentation. I'm sure there is a mouse pad around there somewhere that has all these mapped out, just so you can look at it, because you will never remember. I've been doing regular expressions for a long time, actually edited a book on it, and I still have to look up certain things. /W, remember I was saying, you know, uppercase, lowercase can mean one and then the opposite? /W is any alphanumeric character, al num. /W uppercase means the exact opposite, which is basically the same as not all num. /S, all the space characters, /S, anything that's not a space. And notice over here how we have this. I mean, that is the exact point I was making of multiple slashes. Like slash TNRF, like, that gives me a headache. Show examples. I love examples. And actually, I need an open spot so I can double click and do that. One of the great things about Eclipse, because I hate things on the side that take up room. I want a big white screen. Actually, this one, which is I use for certain honey trap addresses, is just including a honey trap address in there and evaluating. Yes? Of course. Windows preferences. Oh my God. Excuse me while I just like ignore this and turn it off. If it was my mother, then you know, we'd have a problem, but if it was Germany, I can forget it for now. Okay, here's where I show my pure ignorance. Does anyone... Editors, text editor. Where is... Appearance. Accessibility, okay. No. Right there. And probably the basic, which is... Man, I... Okay, forget this. Okay, I will do that. I was going to jump right over to whatchamacallit, right back over to home site. That is the only problem... Well, one of the only problems I have with Eclipse is that it's not very friendly. It doesn't get you to where you want to go really fast. You have to go and play around, like, was it here, is it here? Okay, wait a minute. We have CF Eclipse open. So is it in the CF Eclipse appearances or the normal Eclipse appearances? I'm sure someone's going to write a plugin that basically rips all that out and makes it all nice and neat at some point or another. There's lots of plugins going on, including, well, the debugging one, which I'll have to show after the presentation. But it works. Because I didn't screw up this time. Well, let's go and find a good regular expression. This one. Basically, if you're doing spam, I mean, you're trying to track spam addresses, you'll have certain characters multiple times that would never, in the English language, or the languages are going to catch you, but never in the English language go together. Or never be going together five in a row or more. So this is very simply, well, five or more of these characters in a row, that's spam. And we have re find no case. But let's copy this over. And what if we had is valid. Everyone knows what is valid is? Yes? Okay. Personally, I don't use it. God bless you. For one simple reason, it's a step away from the other validators. So this is saying, well, we're going to run a validation, a regex, and here's our regex. But isn't this the same kind of as refind? It is. The only difference is refind allows you to have refind no case. This one is case sensitive. So let's actually jump ahead in our presentation just a second and take something out. Now it's case insensitive. This modified a cold fusion function that's using regular expressions and just said, forget about the case. Case insensitive. Parenthesis, question mark, I, close parenthesis. And these are expression modifiers. And that one is the one you must remember if you're going to be using regular expressions outside of the RE functions. Because while regular expressions can be used in various tags, various places, especially when dealing with evaluation, it's always case sensitive. That is the one thing you just, okay, you can leave now. You have what you need. That's your takeaway. Is valid is 7. Is valid is a mask over all the other validation functions that says, okay, well, is valid structure is the same as is struct. Is valid array, same as is array. But is valid adds in other things such as is valid email, which is savings over one thing. I mean, many of you have tried to write a regular expression for email, correct? And, well, there's 20 different ones out there, and actually one of the top searches on House of Fusion is regular regex email. Well, okay, I'm going to, again, show my ignorance because I don't use is valid. It's the string first or the string second that you're testing against. It's first, right?
Yes, first. No, I'm sorry. You have to write the first line. You put the thing you're testing against.
Yes. As I said, I never use it because it just, you know, it's not tight enough for me. So what you're doing is saying, well, rather than going and throwing an entire regular expression, let's use the built-in is valid email validator. And that, in under the hood, is going to use a regular expression that Macromedia did write, now Adobe's writing for you. I make that mistake many, many times and still say Macromedia, and you got to like gracefully catch yourself. But rather than going and jumping through a hoop, it's done for you. And this is done for a lot of things. You know, people write regular expressions to solve specific problems. Those specific problems are usually nothing new. Therefore, you can simply use something that someone else has built in regular expressions outside, and there's an entire library of regular expressions, or someone like, well, again, Adobe says, let's go and make it simple for people and hide that entire email regular expression under a single word. Credit card validation, UUID, etc. All these are patterns that are used again and again. Take the ones that work, hide it under a simple word, and give it to you. So this is segueing off of regular expressions, saying, don't always use regular expressions, because there are simpler ways. And that's something that comes up all the time. Any questions so far before I like jump back to get back into those modifiers? Yes?
Just to kind of clarify, though, you're saying, though, that while is valid is available, you'd rather just say
RE5 or... Well, what I'm saying is there are three basic things. Is valid either acts as a mask over pre-existing functions, such as, you know, is struct, is array, or it acts as It acts as a mask over the RE find function for regular expressions, or it basically gives you the ability to do validation against classes of patterns that you don't have to know about. The only time I would ever use is valid is for those classes of patterns. Email, credit card, etc. Other than that, I'm going to use the specific tag. It's because of the way I think of things. My way of thinking, and I could be totally wrong, someone's going to come up and say, Michael, you're totally wrong. But my way of thinking is that because you're using a string to say that we're doing regular expressions versus structures versus whatever, is that internally it's saying, hey, it's structure. It's trying to evaluate a structure. Use the structure code the same as is struct. What's the difference between the is struct and the is valid on structures? That string that says use that code, which is a simple extra evaluation that I don't want to have. That's the thing. We're not talking a lot of speed. We're talking like probably some massive fraction of a millisecond. cut out the middleman. It's just the way I think. Any other question before we go on? I thought I saw one over here. No? Okay, have I lost everyone? Okay, I see head shaking no, except for the one in back who's asleep, but no problem. There's always someone in back that's asleep, other than me. So the modifiers basically are little things that are put at the beginning of a regular expression string and says, okay, how can we modify our regular expression? How can we make it do things that it doesn't normally do? We of course saw the remove the sensitivity for case sensitive. This one, multi-line mode. Normally, when you're running a regular expression, it's just considered the text as one long block. A new line, okay, that's a new line character, but one long block. What this does is say, okay, we're going to treat, actually, the 30 minutes was before. It's another 30 minutes? Oh, so 30 minutes from now. Okay, I'm in trouble because I don't have I got 30 minutes more. As long as I can keep people laughing, I'm good. So basically it says, rather than having one long block of text where you have a start and a finish, let's go and divvy it up into one line, two line, three line, and each one is considered its own block of text, which means the start and end characters are going for each line rather than the entire line. And the character turn, control 13, is ignored as the new line character. Control 10 is the new line character. Because as many of you have probably seen, we'll jump down over here. You've seen this in your code somewhere, right? This is in Windows a new line. New line, character turn, or character turn, new line, but basically you need them together. This is not the case in all languages, so it's just the multi-line mode is going to say control 10. That is what we're going to count as our next line, which is the new line character rather than the character turn. It's right here. It's like, I just got to read my own slides and I'll see what I'm talking about. Next thing is the question mark X, which basically ignores all white space, because when dealing with things like email, an email address is going to be valid even if there's a bunch of space before it, a bunch of space after it. There's different characters, different collections of characters that you might have more than one space in it, and the extra space you have to normally code for yourself. You have to say, well, space plus or space asterisk, it may or may not, it may be more than one, whatever, you don't know. This basically says ignore all that. And what this also allows you to do is have comments. Notice it's 2-pound signs because, well, Cold Fusion 1-pound sign just kicks you off into, hey, we're a variable. So what you can have is 2-pound signs, and a regular expression can be and basically, all of this is ignored, all of this is ignored, and this is ignored. It's considered one line of text. These are comments, which allows you to have nicely commented code. Problem is, if you try to read this as a regular expression, I don't know, it hurts me. But, people like documentation, you never know. Now, there's other modifiers, which basically says, we're doing grouping. When you're grabbing some stuff, you have in parentheses, you're grouping stuff together. What you're actually doing is saying, not only look at something as a group, but capture it and hold it in memory for use. Usually, it's not a problem. But if you're doing regular expressions over a 10-gig file, and then you're doing things in groups, and you're saying, okay, save this, save this, save this, save this, you can have 30 gig of memory used for your 10 gig file. Don't do 10 gig files. Not good. Just for those that didn't know it, I've done it. I process a lot of comics. So what you can do is, hello, where's my mouse here? Add something like this, which says, don't add it to our return collection. Ignore it. Don't capture it. Don't put it into memory for use. This, as it says, doesn't add it to the return collection, but doesn't add it to memory. It just, it's kind of a, look at this as a group, and that's it. Don't capture it. Don't use it for when we go and do replaces and saying, okay, well, /1/2. It doesn't exist. It's not part of the collection. Now, this one over here, well, comments. Don't worry about it. It's the same thing as before. But this allows you to go and have one comment at the beginning of your expression and have all this documentation in the expression. Again, I'd rather just use CF comments. I don't want stuff in the regular expression. But remember, regular expressions came from somewhere other than Cold Fusion. Other than Perl also, but it's well known for Perl. And has anyone seen any Perl jobs recently? I mean, Cold Fusion jobs. I'm sorry. Cold Fusion jobs. Now, here's the fun part. Positive and negative look-aheads. Now, dealing with regular expressions, you're dealing with a character at a time. T, then H, then I, then S, a space. Wait, the next thing is also a space. It's supposed to be a character. It fails. Or let's go back and then, you know, follow a different thread of the expression if you have other threads. So it's basically, you can go back and forth and back and forth. There's a way of testing to see if you should go forward in a certain way, and that's a positive look ahead. Let's go, and we're stopping our matches right here, and say, look ahead. Check if this pattern we're looking for is somewhere in the future. If it is, then go forward. If not, well, this is not what we want to do. So it's a savings. There's other ways of doing it. I'm not so hot on the positive look-aheads because there are other ways. But it's the negative look-aheads. That's the fun part. Because then you can say, we're processing, stop here. Go look ahead to see if an email address exists. If it does, we're wrong. Otherwise, go on. Get any text, but no email address. So you can look ahead for something that shouldn't be there. And that is rather powerful. So yeah, exactly what you said. So we have right over here, A, and we're looking ahead for anything by href. And it finds it, so it'll go forward and says this matches. What is the difference between doing this and doing something like, you know, look, do a non-capture part of the regular expression. Non-capture, sorry, let's go back by two. Hello, where was my non-capture? Did I just look over? Yeah, the non-capture. It's kind of, you know, what's the difference between doing that? You're just not capturing it. So, you know, the look ahead for positive, not so great. Negative look ahead. You say, okay, we want every URL, every anchor that does not have a target. So we say, negative look ahead, everything is not, and then target. So you can now use this to say, and then go on, of course, to the end of the tag, you can now use this to go and search for every anchor that doesn't have a target and add a target to it because you didn't add one in. Or every image that doesn't have an alternate piece of text. Or you can, you know, it basically allows you to find things that doesn't exist normally and then alter it. And that, you know, everyone's nodding saying, you know, I can do something with this. Raymond Camden, he's giving away something for a code challenge where we have to go and rewrite code or point out to problems. We can do something with this. Wow, I can win that. What's the prize? Cold Fusion? Or Xbox? Or something like that.
New car.
Forget all of this. I'll be right back. I'm going to go finish up some code. You just ignore everything you just learned. Don't use any of it for the challenge. What? It's a mini car? I missed that conversation.
Ah.
Well, nothing, because I don't have a license, but... Okay, we're talking about a car here, right? Free driver training, okay. When do I have time to do training? I just released a magazine. I got another one coming up in 3 months. I'm trying to do training. I'm trying to find thousands of jobs for, actually thousands of Cold Fusion programmers for jobs. I have to open up a job board that will do all this. Then I got to distribute it to the entire community because, well, Cold Fusion, did I mention that it's kind of like doing this? Yeah, a lot. What? Actually, the Midwest is not bad. Later, I'll show you the stats over in House of Fusion where you see like the global map. And okay, while it's pushing more towards the East Coast, the West doesn't have, you know, it's not bad in the West. Get a company to fly me out there. Give me a day. I'll get them 2 years ahead of the East Coast. Yes, it's ego, but I love Cold Fusion. I mean, it's beyond ego. I got a friend that actually runs the New York Clothing Optional Dinners. So every month they have these people get together and have clothing optional dinners. And he always says, you know, Judith, Michael, come to our dinner. It's like, thank you, no. But I did say, okay, look, if you have something that I'm going to be presenting on Cold Fusion, I will go to the dinner and present in the nude. And he hasn't had me, but if he does, I will present Cold Fusion in the nude. That's how much I'm dedicated to the language. No. I'm not going to use a podium to hide myself. I'm proud of my dedication. Yes, I can.
No, you're good to go, my friend.
I will tell you the joke associated with this badge when we're not on camera. Actually, it's not a joke, it's just a punchline, and that's the joke. Well, one of the other things, jumping back in, one of the other things introduced into regular expressions. See, we've right now been dealing with the first part, which is the find. We haven't been dealing with the replace. And one thing that people have not really touched much in the regular expressions that were included in MX is the ability to modify what is being replaced. You know, when you say, okay, we have some text. When we find the text we want to work with, well, we can't do anything. We can't make it all uppercase. We can't do it lowercase. We can't change it. All we can do is capture it and place it down, right? Well, we can now do something else. We can go and say, take whatever text we have and either, in a modified to do it, you know, uppercase or lowercase, modify it in some small way. It's not great, it's not everything, but basically we can say either convert the next character to upper or lowercase, or convert all characters within a block to upper or lowercase, which if you want to, you know, if you're doing some auto editing and you want to have, okay, the first character of every sentence must be uppercase. So you can write a fast expression saying, okay, search for the first thing in every sentence. And you could, you know, do that easily enough. If it's not uppercase, convert to uppercase in one line. You don't have to go and capture it, have the next line modified, and the next line do the replace. Not necessary. All in one thing. But again, this is something that no one really uses. Yes?
Would you even have to really search or find out to see if it was already uppercase? Could you just say everything after?
Oh, yeah. You can say everything that is either at the first character or anything that is after a period has to be uppercase. And just grab any of those characters and uppercase it, even if it's uppercase already. It doesn't care. It'll just say, well, uppercase. Unfortunately, there isn't any, you know, you have slash B that says next word. There's no next sentence. But I'm sure some enterprising soul here can write it. Now, what is not supported? Wait. What is not supported in Cold Fusion's implementation of regular expressions at the moment? You've got to be really careful when you're on tape. Positive look behinds and negative look behinds. Those are not supported. And there's a couple other small features that, you know, I don't even have on the slide because they're not really necessary. But Notice how I said it. Not currently supported in Cold Fusion at the moment. Meaning A, Adobe can come around and say, yeah, we're going to modify it and put it in. But B, if you really want it, you can use basically the Java Regular Expressions and Massimo build a CFC that allows you to do that. And I'm going to jump over here and give you a fast, where is the, and get a test. So here is his tool. And as you can see, we have, he's saying, set a regular expression object, which is the component, and then we're going to pass something to the component. We're going to say, okay, we're using regular expression match, do a bunch of stuff. Okay, you see it all. So basically, throw a regular expression over to the object and have it handle it. So you're not giving it anything more than you would, you know, there's nothing more than you'd normally have in an RE find, RE replace. But once you get over to the CFC, which you don't see, let's go and find the, here we go. Line 44. What we are doing are calling java.util.regex.pattern. It's all in Java. You have it at your fingertips right now. You just don't use it because you don't really need it. But if you do need it, it's there. It just takes you a couple extra minutes to write. Or you can go and take this CFC and it takes you, well, less. So basically, we're going to jump right over the next thing and the last thing before any questions and answers or anything else are various patterns. Now, most of you do not have blogs, so you don't have to worry about this yet. But blogs are coming into the realm of spam, just as email already is. And the problem is that, you know, right now, such as Raymond, and I keep saying Raymond Cabin because he has some great software, he has Blog CFC, and in order to deal with blog spam, he has a list of keywords that are in spam, and he checks whatever's being posted and says, okay, if we have Cialis or Viagra, I can't think of what they would use normally, but if they has the term Viagra, it's considered spam, and stop it. Okay, well, this runs into false positives, but it also doesn't stop people that are saying Viagra with an at sign rather than an A, or Viagra with spaces, or Viagra with other things. So how do you get around it? Well, let's go and find Viagra. Oh, no, this is my list. See, I run House of Fusion, which has a lot of mail going in and out, and I have to make sure that no spam goes through. Yes, I know someone has found a way through the spamming list. It's actually a hole in the poster. It is not, it's a different thing. They're not being caught because they're not posting spam. They're posting a block of text, which is actually Base64 text and does nothing. So for the one person or two people in here, 98% of the people who are going to yell at me that it doesn't stop everything, I'm aware. I'm going to work on it. So let's find, let's just take this one real fast as a trustee needed. Okay, well, a bunch of E's, extra E's, and I've seen this with one or more spaces, so we just did that, but we could also do, this, and, you know, basically change it around. Look at what they're sending as spam and then modify it, so rather than having 4,000 patterns, you break it down to 50 patterns. And I'm trying, oh, here we go. This is a perfect example. Because we have, well, various types of enlargements. And, well, it's not just with whatchamacallit, with one I, they might have a slash, and they might have a whatchamacallit, a pipe as an I. So, well, just escape the pipe, and it's one of these, an enlargement. Or this one is so much nicer, which is, it could be pills with maybe an S. It's like, wow, that was a good one. They killed a lot of stuff. But basically, you build patterns and build in what would spammers do. How do you replace an A? Well, there's an A and an at sign and a 4. You can use a 4. And actually, Allaire did that way back in the day. Do you remember the original admin password? What was it? The original Allaire password for the admin was A Polaris, but spelt out with 4P0L, basically 4 rather than A. So what you do, hang out with computer punks. Not programmers, punks that are like, we're elite, we're this, we're that. Listen to the way they speak, because they are trying to play around with the language, watch what they use in place of A's or whatever else, what they use to make the same sound or the same word without being the same word, and then put that into your regular expressions to say, okay, an A can be an at or a 4 or an A, or, well, if you have a watching quote, if you have a single quote, that's also used to kind of imply an A, so you put that into it, and you're now getting as good as the spammers. And you do that on and on and on until you have something that looks totally bizarre like that for the pills, but the end result is something that works really well. Document. Document, document, document. Because something like that, this is a dump for my database. There's actually another field that goes along with this, which is a documentation field, so I know what it actually is and what it means. Because otherwise you're looking at this like, what in the world? Like this one. Remember I said, you know, you can have tons of things between letters? So this is debt experts. Well, you can have an underscore, an at, a star, a space, a dash, 0 or more, of course, and probably other things. You don't want to be too general when dealing with stuff, because you never know when you'll catch something you don't really expect. Try to be as specific as possible. Avoid false positives. But of course, you know, some things will go through it the first time, you'll catch it, you'll add to it. And you'll add to it. And you'll add to it. Web Casino. And actually, can someone tell me a way to modify this and make it better?
Actually, pretty good stuff.
You just did.
What the? Man. Yeah. No, that is actually a. Okay. How would you make that better? It's a test. Exactly. Because we have one thing being repeated. No. Because SHA followed by one of those extensions. Mm-hmm. And so we're making it a little less specific, because before we had, it had to be this or this or this, but it's more efficient. Because what does regular expressions do? Character by character by character by character. In the other one, it would try SHA. Okay, does the K work? No. Go back to the beginning. S-H-A. Does the C work? Yes. But the next character doesn't. Go back to all the way back to the beginning. S-H-A-C-K. So you want to try to combine things, tighten things, make things so that regular expressions does not work too much. Because remember, you're shelling out to Java. And if you have a regular expression that is 5 pages long, you're basically saying, hey, Java, do this. Cold Fusion, wait for Java to do this. Well, Cold Fusion is Java, so we're waiting anyway, but complex regular expressions, and there can be very complex regular expressions, can take a long time. So you have to be efficient. You have to say, what can we do to combine them into something nice and clean? Yeah?
A few lines up where you have pills, inches, right there. Would it make sense then to also, like, escape the pipe followed by a plus. Right now you're escaping the pipe, and then...
Mean do this?
Yeah, in case they wanted to do like 3 pipes or...
Okay.
Am I thinking
wrong? Yeah, no, you think that, but you can do more. You can say, well, let's take... here, this is inches. Let's take this one and move it all the way to the end. And now let's say take these first three, which are all start with P. Well, they both all start with this, so. So now we've sliced it up. We said, well, it's either this collection of stuff or that collection of stuff. And if it's going to be this collection of stuff, it has to start with a P. So right there, we've cut out a whole lot of work. We said, if what we're searching for does not start with a P, ignore everything, you know, ignore this entire chunk of regular expression. We've now become a lot more efficient. And then, okay, so we have either weight or pipe inches. And it doesn't have inches in there, just weight and inches in that way, because that's the only way they would normally put it. If you see weight in an email, you know, subject, it might mean weight. But if you see weight with an I, either it's a programming punk, computer punk. Trust me, the term is specific. These are not programs, these are people that, you know, play around with the words. It's either someone playing around with the subject sending to you or spam, trying to get through something. Efficiency, very, very important. Any other questions? Any questions at all? Anyone, you know, have I lost every single person here? No. Let's jump down. Yeah, no, Viagra, no. Trying to find something that's really, really, really useful to show off. Nope. The rest is just porn. We don't care about porn. We got a man raising his hand right after I said that.
About the list, I'm not familiar with how the software that you're using this for. I take on these ones that don't have any kind of expression. You're just treating them as string literals.
Yes. So this is basically, this is a string literal saying, make you rich. If I see make you rich in an email, in a subject, good chance that's spam. But this is what's called. These are just the subjects. You can do a whole lot more because, actually I'm going to keep talking even though she said stop. But I did stop. You know, so it's on tape. I followed instructions. But what I do is beyond just checking the, you know, words in the subject, some really bizarre things such as, well, if we have any of these characters, 10 or more in a row, and this is in a subject, there's no chance that is a real subject. I mean, can you think of anything that's going to have 10 or more of those in a row? Nope. Okay. An eBay. Thank you. Now I got to go and... Well, actually, eBay is a whole other story because... tell you a secret. Actually, it's not a secret. It's totally public knowledge, but no one thinks about it. eBay only sends email from a select number of IPs, right? So therefore, all you have to do is say, okay, if they're saying they're from eBay and they're using these IPs, then they must be from eBay. If they're saying they're from eBay and not using those IPs, then they're not. If they're saying they're from these IPs but they're not saying they're eBay, well, that's a red flag. You should probably look at it. But the same thing goes for eBay, Amazon, PayPal, Citibank, all the banks, everywhere you could think of that you get spam, and this is a real, real important thing to think of and think of what you can write on it, everywhere that you get phishing attacks from, they have set IPs for their mail servers. It's either one mail server, couple mail servers in a range, in a block, maybe, you know, spread apart, but it's always going to be set mail servers. Yes and no. Because I'm at Washington Mutual, I get WAMU spam all the time before I went there, and it's like, okay, can you do me a favor, talk to your IT department, I would like to know the IP addresses so I can whitelist them when they come in. And for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the woman's on the phone, trying to explain to them, but he just wants to whitelist them so they come through. No, I don't think he needs that information. Are you sure he needs it? Let me give you to the supervisor. Like, trying to get is like pulling teeth. I could find it myself if I take the time, and I will, but that's not the point. The point is the whole thing about regular expressions. What is the secret of regular expressions? Come on, the basic bottom line secret of regular expressions. Thank you. Realizing patterns. What are the IPs? coming from PayPal. It's all a pattern. It is a specific set. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I'm going. But look for the patterns. Look for the patterns in everything you're dealing with. You will find a pattern, and in one way or another, you can work with it. And even if you're not using direct expressions, look for patterns.
Thank you for listening, and we hope we will see you at CF United 2007. This has been a production by TerraTech Programming. For more information, go to www.cfunited.com.